What if God's grace toward you is bigger than you have ever imagined? You know, most of us think too small when we think about grace. We picture grace as something God gives us occasionally, like a cup of water handed to a thirsty traveler. But Paul paints a much larger picture. He says that we stand in grace. We don't visit it, we don't borrow it, we stand in it. So imagine standing on the shoreline as waves continually wash over your feet. But now imagine walking 50 miles into the ocean and still being able to stand. And everywhere you look, there's water. Every direction is grace. Every wave that crashes over you again and again is grace again and again. That is the believer's position before God. Many Christians live as though they are one mistake away from exhausting God's patience. But if you belong to Christ, you stand in grace. When you succeed, it's grace. When you struggle, it's grace. When you rejoice, it's grace. When you repent, grace. God's grace is not a puddle. It is an ocean. Now, this doesn't encourage laziness towards sin. It rather inspires gratitude and worship. The more we understand the depth of God's grace, the more we love the Savior who secured it. So today, stop measuring God's grace by your failures. Measure it by Christ's finished work. Think about this. Are you living as though God's grace is scarce or abundant? Father, help me marvel at the endless grace that is mine in Christ. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Pray for our Creative Access missionary in India. And also pray for the Sumwa Lifeword broadcast. That's for the people of Tanzania.